This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We continue in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Okay, stay tuned next week. We miss Monday. So, I'll keep you posted how we're going to do Monday. We'll see if it's Shayach. Let's see what happens. Let us continue in Simen Vav. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are learning the Perush of the Bracha of Asher Yatzar. You know what we're going to do, Rabbi Yisai? We're going to do Monday today, right after. We're going to do a double session. I think it's a little bit shorter today, so brace yourselves, because otherwise we're going to miss Monday. Okay, so here we go. The Mechaber had a kasha. What's Eif Shar Liskayim La Melefanecha Afilu Shah Echas? Mishnah Berurah said that's a kasha on the Mechaber Lishitase who says Afilu Shah Echas. Because that's the Gersa of the Rambam. Our Minog, the Mishnah Berurah says, is not to say the words Afilu Shah Echas. So, but the question the Mechaber has, what's Afilu Shah Echas? Either it means when a person is born, or it refers to a moment beyond the threshold. Okay. Now, the Mechaber now is explaining, we saw yesterday, what does it mean, roife chobasar? Why is going to the bathroom a refua? Because if the food would be allowed to waste away in your body, it would bring choili. And now, umafli la'asois, and Hashem acts wondrously. What's the big wonder? What's the big pella? The big pella is a person is like a sack, is like a container full of spirit, ruach. And if a person would make in a container, a leather container of water or air, a small hole, the size of a needle, the air would leave. Like a balloon. We know what happens when you pop a balloon. It pops. So the umafli la'asois is as follows, that a person, even though he's full of ruach, the fact that a person has nikavim, it does not, the ruach still remains within inside a person. So I just thought of the following question, and I think the answer is going to be very good. That's pshat in Asher Yatzar Sodom B'Chochma. We already said that. The Mechaber says, what does it mean, Asher Yatzar Sodom B'Chochma? He quoted a Yesh Mefarshim. This is Rashi, that the guf is like a noid, mole ruach, and you're mole nekavim. And the Mechaber even says, kill come on, like I'm going to say later. Well, so why do we need both? So I think the answer is pashat. The chasima is me'ein the psicha. In other words, that's in general a principle in brachos, that it will sometimes begin and end with a common theme. Okay. Va'oid yesh lefarish, and then the Mechaber says you could say further. This is from the Avodraham. Al shem sheboirer tov hamachal, the body is able to select the good nutrients from the food, v'doich habsolas, and excrete and push away the refuse. That's a pele. It's a pele. You know, do you have a little elf inside? He say, all right, I'll take that little thing of protein, and I'll take that carbohydrate, and that, you know, that sugar. Okay, I mean, who's doing that? Yeah, answer, it's a mamish apella. Yeah, you could be going about your business and there's a selection process that's taking place. Says Rama, Hagov Oid Yishafar, Shamafli Lasais Bame Shashoimer Ruach Adam Bekirboy, the Koishar Dover Ruchani Bedover Gashmi. Here's the Pella. The Pella is a person has a soul. The soul is spiritual. How do you connect and fuse a spiritual entity with a physical entity? How do you connect a neshama to a guf? That is a great pele. How does God do it? Through giving us good health by allowing us to go to the Beis HaKiseh. V'hakol hu al yedei shu roifei chol basar. All of this is done through someone, through the Ribbono Shel'Olam, who heals all flesh. Ki az ha'adam b'kav habrios. Because when Hashem does that, man is in the pinnacle of health, v'nishmasa mishtameres bekirbay, with his soul guarded within him. So three perushim in mafli la'asais. Number one, the ruach stays inside. Number two, you're able to select what is good. Number three, the fact that the soul is fused together with the body. Says the Mishnah Berura, davar ruchani uvakavano is kasav, and the Kisei Ari brings that neshama nehenis meruchanos hamachal va'aguf nene migashmias hamachal. This is something we spoke about a number of times in Parshas Ekev, that when a person eats food, there's a spiritual spark in the food. The soul is nourished from the spiritual spark. On the Arizal says this on the pasuk, "Ki lo yal alechem levado yichya ha'adam ki al kol moitza pi Hashem yichya ha'adam." There is a moitza pi Hashem in the food. U'mikoyach ze kishurim ze bezay de'amacha. Through food, the guf and the neshama are connected. A very brief diversion, but to explain the Mechaber. Rav Hutner has a very notable ma'amar, because as we're going to see, in the opinion of many Achroinim, the bracha of Asher Yatzar Sa'adam is connected to the bracha of Lekai Neshama. Lekai Neshama does not begin with a baruch. We're going to see that Tuesday, okay? The Mechaber has a different reason why Lekai Neshama does not start with baruch, but the reason of many Achroinim is it's a bracha smuch al chaverta. And it's a very, what we'll call an odd couple, Asher Yatzar and Aleikai Neshama. Asher Yatzar is about the physical body, the Nekavim, the Chalulim, excreting. And Aleikai Neshama is about the purity of the soul. What an odd union of brachos. I mean, why would you combine these two brachos that are the very antithesis of each other? But they are connected with two words, Umafli La'asois, which the Ramah just explained, God wondrously acts by fusing the body and the soul. Hence, the perfect connection between Asher Yatzar and Aleikai Neshama is Umafli Lasa. It's the great wonder that Hashem does by connecting the body to the soul. Now, where is the point of that connection? The Koyach HaDibur. The Koyach HaDibur is the point of connection, because man had a body, God instilled the soul, and then the pasuk says, "Vayhi ha'adam lenefesh chayo," which Targum says, "L'ruach memalala." So that means the faculty of speech is really the interface and the connection between the body and the soul. And therefore the faculty of speech is mafli pele. And that's why speech is always referred to in the Rambam as hafla, or in the Chumash, ish ki yafli neder, and so forth. Pele is the combination of two opposite forces. Viter, the Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Yesh noyagin lahamtin levarach antil sidayim ad boyam lebeis haknesas umisadrim oisoy im shar habrachis. There are those who wait from making antil sidayim until they get to shul. In other words, they wash at home, but they don't make the bracha until they get to shul. Uvnei sfarad loy noagu kein. It is not the minhag of Bnei Sfarad to do that. Meaning the Bnei Sfarad do not make the bracha separately from the netila. Says the Mishnah Berura, Sivkat Nazayin Lahamtin, Kabbalah me Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Here's a tradition from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Hayoytze mi beisa beisa knesses, koydem she yisbalo yoymer pasuk shema. You leave your house, you're going to shul. Before you pray, say the pasuk of Shema. Avol yichavin sholi lotzis b'zeh mitzvah saseh dekrishma. Have in mind not to be yoytzeh the mitzvah. Elam ken yori shi'av rizman krishma, unless you're afraid this man will pass, and then I guess you should say the whole Shema. V'ayin l'kama b'soif Simon Memvav Mashu Kasad Mishabura Sham. Fine. Now some wait from making the bracha of Natil Sidayim until they get to Shul. Says Mishabura Vadavkim Hoylch Miyadabe Sakneses. This would only make sense if you're going to Shul immediately. Avalim Loy Meir Achar Natil. If you're going to wash your hands, learn, and then go to shul and make the bracha, that doesn't make sense. V'koshiken k'shamavsik b'sicha b'teila. Certainly, if you're going to interrupt with idle conversation. V'yachar ze'holech l'beis ha'knesses, mevrach shalom t'il sidam k'ol yam lo yavet Shabbos. For sure not good. You could only do this possibility. namely, wash at home, make a bracha in shul. If you're going to wash at home, head straight to shul without any interruption or conversation. Because otherwise, yesh hefsek gadol b'netilat bracha l'kamei. Al kein, oisim sha'omrim tehillim koidim al netilas yadayim lo yafeim oisim, da'av hefsek gadol. Say, well, I want to wash my hands, say tehillim, and then I'll make the bracha when I get to shul. That's not correct. Kasav halavush. The Levush writes, Oysam Sha'omrim Tehillim, those who say Psalms, Tov Yoysa Sha'omrim Kodim HaTefillah. If you say Psalms in the morning, say it before davening. Ayin Shamatam. Look over there for the reason. The Dirshu quotes, because the Mizmairim of Tehillim are called Zmirois, a Lashon of Lezamer. Lezamer, it cuts off the Mekachugim. And in the Shalas HaTshuva, the Soros Tshuva brings that's only if you're saying Tilim b'derach shavach v'hoida. But if you're saying it b'derach tefillah b'akasha, then dafka, you should say it after davening. Okay, Rabbi Isai, that is today's Mishnah Berurah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.